It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 16th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Last week it was rumored, and this week it's official. Satya Nadella and Microsoft will pay $2.5 billion for Mojang, the Swedish company that makes the crazy popular world-building video game Minecraft. Yes, I just said world-building. See, Minecraft as a game isn't all that fancy when it comes to graphics, storylines, and characters, but what Minecraft does have is a template for building stuff. Everything from digital buildings to actual functioning digital machines. Also, modifying stuff, or modding stuff, as it's called. And that's a big reason Microsoft is buying the company that makes Minecraft. Our friend and CNET Reviews editor-in-chief Lindsay Turrentine knows something about this. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Are you a Minecraft player?
I am not a Minecraft player, but I am the mother of two avid Minecraft players.
How old are they?
They're 11 and 8.
Just make me understand. $2.5 billion for this company? Is it about the kids?
I think it is absolutely 100% about the kids. As of earlier this year, the game had more than 100 million registered users. And these users, if they're anything like my children, and they probably are passionate about this game. And what I think is so fascinating and interesting about Minecraft is that Minecraft has very few rules and a lot of creative opportunities. So one of my children does a lot of kind of traditional boy type fighting.
Right.
My daughter, on the other hand, is very interested in the building parts of Minecraft. And
Okay. Just
the other day, she built a double-decker airplane that was architecturally complete, really. I mean, it had rows of seats. You could walk in. And this came entirely from her imagination.
I get the sense that part of Satya Nadella's interest in this company has to be about the fact that the game can be played on mobile and is played on mobile.
I think that this project will help them understand how people play games on different platforms. Minecraft really behaves differently depending on the platform. So an Xbox usage might be very sort of community-based and very immersive, but playing on a PC allows a little bit more creativity in terms of the back end and installing different versions of Minecraft to let them play in different ways.
Or mods, right? They're called mods.
Yes. So they modify Minecraft. Right now, my kids are obsessed with a mod called CrazyCraft, which basically takes all the mods and smashes them into one.
And the game itself kind of is transcending the fad of games like this. Instead of the game going away, people are building new things into it and building their own versions of things within it. And thus, it continues to survive and be worth something to companies like Microsoft.
I do think that Minecraft has the staying power of something like a Lego, because it's all about individual creativity, and Minecraft can be whatever you want it to be.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of reviews at CNET and the proud parent of two Minecraft players. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
As you may remember, last week I went to TechCrunch Disrupt in San Francisco. There, I got to hanging with everyone from developers and startup entrepreneurs looking for a big break to CEOs. Mark Cuban is of that latter group. He's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks basketball team and super investor who you may have seen on the ABC show Shark Tank. He's also the head of Cyberdust, a disappearing messaging app he thinks is going to take over the world. I caught Cuban backstage at TechCrunch's Disrupt event to get his view of the startup scene and other things tech and business.
Mark Cuban, thank you very much for chatting with me.
My pleasure.
How do you see the tech startup culture changing over time as you've been on Shark Tank?
Well, Shark Tank's a different beast, right? Because it's TV first and a tech opportunity second. But I think what's happening now, tech community's bifurcated, where you've got little pop-up wannabe Silicon Valleys in New York and L.A.
Come on, man. I'm from New York. Wannabe? That's...
Oh, yeah, still wannabe. You know, and people always say, what's the difference between Silicon Valley and everywhere else? Here, people are willing to buy companies. Everywhere else, they're willing to invest. And so the exits here are a lot different. And that's created a completely different type of community here than everywhere else. But it's also created a very unique arbitrage where, you know, here, if you're a Stanford MBA or just a graduate of Stanford and, you know, you immediately get an $8 million valuation. New York or LA, it's a $4 million valuation. And then outside of those two places, it's a $1 to $2 million valuation. And so that creates a nice little arbitrage for smart investors.
I feel like a lot of us who cover the tech industry get a little bit tired of hearing words like disrupt.
Cohort's a new word now. I love it. Every presentation has the word cohort.
That's what I was going to ask you, is does your BS spidey sense go off when you hear a certain phrase?
Yeah, cohort. Just say group, you know, but cohort sounds so much smarter, right? But it all comes down to substance at some point. And in Silicon Valley in particular, and it's catching on elsewhere, kind of the angel slash seed slash VC approach to investing is really FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. And so if you have a decent idea and you're smart, then you're going to get money.
You got any advice for Steve Ballmer on owning a sports team?
Make sure you lose to the Mavericks and be yourself.
Mark Cuban, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Ben.
And before we go today, the city of Chongqing in China is making a separate lane on the sidewalk for people using cell phones. This is not a joke. It's on the street with the southwestern city's popular tourist attractions. What they should be doing is making sidewalks that scramble your phone signal unless you get out of the way. If that sounds harsh to you, well, what can I say? I'm a New Yorker. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.